In the day's other headlines, Ukrainian officials say at least 31 people are dead and more than 150 others were injured after a barrage of Russian missiles hit several cities. One strike partially destroyed a major children's hospital in the capital city of Kyiv. Stephanie Tsai has the story.
Brick by brick, medical staff and volunteers formed human chains to clear the wreckage of the Okhmadiyet Children's Hospital in Kyiv. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said it was one of the worst attacks on Ukraine's capital yet.
There are people under the rubble. There may be children among them.
With the oncology department left in ruins, cancer patients slowly moved towards safety, their IV bags rolling with them. Air raid alarms forced patients from their hospital beds and down to the basement. Ina Beretsnitska rushed her daughter to shelter after the first explosion.
I could not think that such a thing could happen, that there could be attacks on the hospital with sick children. It is difficult to describe in words.
The strikes hit multiple other buildings in Kyiv, including apartments. Russia claims they only targeted military sites, but more than 40 missiles damaged civilian infrastructure in five different Ukrainian cities. In President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown of Kryvyi Rih, strikes killed at least 11 people and injured nearly 50.
Beyond any doubt, we are going to rebuild everything. Everybody that was injured will get all the help they need, and we pledge to work on bringing Russia to justice for this terror.
The United Nations Security Council will meet tomorrow to address the hospital attack, but action is unlikely, and Russia holds the rotating chair this month. At upcoming NATO meetings, Zelensky will appeal for more Patriot missiles to fend off attacks like this. At the White House today, spokesman John Kirby said more help is on the way.
To strengthen Ukraine's air defenses and to help Ukraine protect its cities and its grid, the United States and several of our allies will have several big announcements at this week's summit.
A strong signal of support and expectations that the alliance will pledge more aid. But Ukraine is not expected to be offered NATO membership at this week's summit. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.
Also today, Hurricane Beryl has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but not before landing a direct hit on the Texas Gulf Coast as a Category 1 storm. Heavy rains and powerful winds knocked out power to more than 2 million Texas homes and businesses. Harris County officials have reported at least two deaths in the greater Houston area. First responders rescued stranded residents, including this man who had been stuck on the roof of his truck in rushing waters. Houston's mayor and emergency response officials urged residents to stay at home.
Help us help you. By staying in place, sheltering in place, you will assist the community because we need our resources addressing the most severe situations.
Texas officials say power outages can't be fixed until the winds die down, and the National Hurricane Center has warned of more flash flooding as Beryl pushes inland. Family members of Boeing plane crash victims say they are outraged today after the Justice Department said the plane maker had agreed to a plea deal to avoid a criminal trial. That's in connection to two 737 MAX jetliner crashes that killed 346 people in 2018 and 2019. An attorney for several victims' families said that, quote, through crafty lawyering between Boeing and DOJ, the deadly consequences of Boeing's crime are being hidden. A federal judge still has to approve the deal. It requires Boeing to pay a $243.6 million fine after paying the same amount in a 2021 settlement. A judge in New Mexico has ruled that Alec Baldwin's role as a co-producer of the film Rust is not relevant to his trial over a fatal onset shooting back in 2021. The decision is a win for his defense team as it limits the evidence that can be used against him. Baldwin attended court today for the pretrial hearing. The actor faces a single felony count of involuntary manslaughter after a gun he was holding went off during rehearsals, killing the film's cinematographer. Baldwin faces up to 18 months in prison if he's convicted. He's pleaded not guilty. Jury selection is set to start tomorrow. Hamas leaders said today that new Israeli military escalations in Gaza could have, quote, disastrous repercussions on ceasefire negotiations. It comes as CIA Director Bill Burns and U.S. Middle East envoy Brett McGurk are in Cairo meeting with their regional counterparts. Days earlier, the parties appeared to bridge gaps in talks when Hamas gave initial approval to a phased ceasefire deal. A State Department spokesperson said work on reaching an agreement continues.
As we said last week when we received a response from Hamas, we found reasons to be hopeful in that response. But that said, we don't yet have a deal, and we're not taking anything for granted unless and until we get a deal. So we continue to work to try to achieve a ceasefire that would secure the release of hostages, would allow us to surge humanitarian assistance in and alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people.
Meantime, Israel released video today of troops fighting on the ground in Gaza. The IDF has recently ordered evacuations for thousands of Palestinians in Gaza City. It says militants have regrouped there after a prolonged battle early in the war. Michael Bloomberg and his charity, Bloomberg Philanthropies, are giving $1 billion to Johns Hopkins University. The money will cover tuition for most of the school's medical students. Those from families making less than $300,000 a year will get free tuition. Students from families who earn less than $175,000 a year will also have their living expenses covered. The gift will also increase financial aid for students at the university's nursing, public health, and other graduate schools. Michael Bloomberg himself graduated from Johns Hopkins back in 1964. And on Wall Street today, markets ended mixed to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 30 points, so it barely changed. The NASDAQ crept to another record close, adding 50 points. And the S&P 500 ended just a bit higher on the day. Still to come on the NewsHour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. And the health effects of Maui's devastating wildfires 1 year later.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.